From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Congress took a baby step today toward addressing global climate change. A Senate panel approved a bill that aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. Supporters say the plan would cut emissions by more than half by mid-century and make the U.S. a leader on fighting global warming. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Just four senators voted for the measure, three were opposed, but that narrow majority was enough to start what its authors call America's Climate Security Act of 2007 on what promises to be a long, perilous journey. The measure aims to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 15% by the year 2020 and 70% by 2050. It includes caps on emissions from power plants and steps to make cars more efficient. In a last-minute change, it would also take into account emissions from homes that burn natural gas. That was an important concession to make because Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey had threatened to oppose the bill unless more stringent provisions were attached. Lautenberg said senators on the panel were like doctors.
You see a patient whose present condition says they're very sick, could turn terminal. We know what kind of medicine is needed. Why would you hold back any longer than you absolutely must, either in dosage or time, to administer that medicine? I think that's the situation we're in here.
But another senator on the subcommittee, independent Bernie Sanders of Vermont, said the medicine still wasn't strong enough as he urged the panel to adopt yet tougher standards.
There are people who here on this committee, I suppose, are in the Congress, who don't even believe in the reality of global warming. We have a president of the United States that has embarrassed us internationally for the last 6 years. I understand all of that. But what I appeal to my colleagues is that this is not normal pork barrel politics. This is not just trading. This is, in fact, the future of the planet. And if we don't get our act right, the results could be cataclysmic for our kids and our grandchildren.
Sanders voted against the measure after failing to win any concessions. Environmental groups such as the Sierra Club are also opposed, saying the measure still falls far short of what science requires. But the major opposition to the measure comes from Republicans. Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, though not a member of the subcommittee that approved the bill today, nonetheless took the opportunity to speak against it.
I'm going to be very forcefully reminding everyone of the cost of what this is. I think it's going to be a bottom line cost right now would be 10 times the tax increase of 1993, the Clinton-Gore tax increase. And I think people need to know that.
A spokesman said Inhofe was referring to the estimated $318 billion cost of a previous climate change measure that died when Republicans were in the majority. Senate Environment Committee Chair Barbara Boxer, a Democrat from California, called today's action by the subcommittee an earth-shaking step. The full panel is expected to act on the measure in weeks, with a goal of bringing it to the Senate floor by the end of the year. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.